Greetings in the name of our soon coming Savior and Lord. And we're going to have a little to say about his coming in this little message to you. Your speaker is John Horn, and we shall read in the 10th of Luke, beginning at verse 33, "But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him." Now, we already reminded you that the Lord Jesus Christ took the long journey, and he took the stoop. He went all the way to Calvary to meet the sinner's guilt and to meet the sinner's need. I should like to remind you, too, that we have a picture of grace, for it's grace, you know, that can reach the sinner, and grace alone. And we thank God that we have known and believed the love that God has to us, and the grace that's brought from his very heart, the law given by Moses, says John in the first chapter of his gospel. But grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Yes, grace comes, and it is in a person, and that person is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let me remind you of what the grace of God does. Not only does it bind up my wounds, not only does it minister to my spiritual need, it fills my heart with boundless joy and love and gratitude to the Christ of God, and then it sets me on my way. Yes, thank God, I become not only heaven-born, but I become a heaven-bound man or woman. The moment I am ministered to by the Good Samaritan, the moment he has compassion upon me, he meets my case, and I'll tell you what he does. You see, the story goes on to tell us that he first of all dismounts. He has to do that. And not only does he dismount, but he picks up this poor fallen man, this helpless man, after ministering to him. It says in verse 34, "And he went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast." This is what I want you to think of now for just a little bit. In other words, you take the place that was occupied by the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh yes, that's further stressed in the second epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, and in about chapter 5, where we have brought before us the grand and the sublime truth of reconciliation. And then we are told in about the end of that chapter, you can read it if you find time, that would be in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and about verse 21, where we read, "And he hath made him," that is his son, "to be made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." In other words, look, that's putting me on his own beast, as it were. What was his becomes mine. He takes what was mine and confers upon me what was his. Now, I'm glad to tell you that he does not have my sins today. He bore on the tree the sentence for me, and now both the surety and sinner are free. He died for those sins. He bore them away by paying sin's full penalty. And now, thank God, they're no longer upon the blessed Lord Jesus Christ. He arose from the dead, having conquered our every foe, sin and death and hell and Satan. And now, thank God, he's a victor, and we enter into the victory that is his. The victory that is his is our victory. We rejoice in our Lord Jesus Christ. But even that is not all. I tell you what grace does. Grace makes provision for us for our journey, and as we've reminded you, we begin our journey heavenward the moment we are reached and saved by the grace of God. And it says, "On the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence. First of all, he took him to the inn, the place where he was cared for, and says, 'Take care of him. Whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee.'" I'm glad to tell you that God has made provision for his dear children. There's provision in the Word, all to meet our spiritual need until he comes. And I think I would perhaps be safe in saying, without stretching the truth of God in any sense, that the 2 pence may represent the 2,000 years, and during the period which our Lord Jesus Christ has been absent from us. He has gone back to heaven, but you know one of the last words he said ere he left was, "I will come again, and I will receive you unto myself." And so, here is the pledge, and here is the promise. There's provision taken, and there is provision made for us. And then he says, "Whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee." Oh, you know that coming may occur today. He may come for His redeemed, those that He has so dearly purchased. Now let me ask you, if He should come today, would He find you ready? Not thinking that you ought to be ready or hoping that someday you will be ready, but would He find you ready? They that were ready went in. He's coming, coming again. Blessed be His name forever. We shall see Him. We shall be like Him. We shall be with Him for all eternity. Receive Him as your Savior, and you will have this glorious anticipation too.